Today's daf is Krisus daf. Hey, we left off on daf Dalet Amud Beis. We are at the second wide line on daf Dalet Amud Beis at Amar Rava. Today's shir is sponsored by Henry Orlinsky, L'zecher Nishmas's father, Menachem Yitzchak ben Yaakov Yisrael, and by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we're holding again in the second wide line on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and we're going to begin the sugya of Dam, which is a Daf Yomi coincidence, because this week's parsha we have the Isser of Achilas Dam, but the Gemara is going to discuss why we need three different psukim to tell me a Chiyuv Kareis for Achilas Dam, why we need five different psukim to tell me an Isser of Achilas Dam, one of which is in this week's parsha, and then the Gemara is going to discuss Lav Shebechlalos in general, that a lot of times we seem to have multiple averos that are included under one iser. So we're going to talk about how eating different types of maaser sheni outside of Yerushalayim seems like a lav shebechlalos, and yet you chayef for each and every one. Eating different types of chadash seems like a lav shebechlalos. We're then going to talk about four cases where we derive major onshim from a gzeirah shava. We're going to say don't underestimate the power of a gzeirah shava, because look at some of the major halachos and major onshim that are derived from a gzeirah shava. And then the Gemara is going to give us a lot of details about the issur of being mefateim the shemen amishcha, and a lot of details in general about the shemen amishcha, what the ingredients were in the shemen amishcha, how they would weigh the ingredients of the shemen amishcha, how they would actually apply the shemen amishcha on a kohen and on a melech, and that's going to lead us into a discussion of which kinds of malachim required shemen mishicha b'shemen amishcha and which ones did not require mishicha b'shemen amishcha. We're going to give some examples throughout history. We're going to discuss the process of Mashicha, and that's going to take us pretty much through the rest of the daf. So let's begin. Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the second wide line. Am Rabbi Ila. I'm sorry, no. The second wide line. Am Rava. Sholosh Krisus Hamurus B'dam Lamai. Why do I have three different psukim in the Torah that tell me that Yechayev Kareis for Achilas Dam? So Achas L'dam Chulin. One is telling me that Yechayev Kareis for eating regular Dam Chulin. V'Achas L'dam Kachim. You're also Yechayev Kareis for eating Dam of Kachim. V'Achas L'dam Tamtzis. The Dam that seeps out of the animal at the end of its Misa. Meaning after the original burst of Dam, there's more Dam that comes out afterwards, and that is called the Dam Tamtzis. The Rambam in Perush HaMishnah says that the original shechita, the dam comes out bikiluach chazak, with like a strong flow of dam out of the behema. But when there's much less dam and there's no more chiyus in the animal, so the dam comes bikiluach v'nifsak. It's like in spurts. So that's when that's called the dam tamtis. When it's coming out in spurts, it's not coming out like a steady stream anymore. So says Gemara Hani, Rabbi Yudah d'Tanya dam tamtis b'asara, Rabbi Yudah Omer b'kareis. This works very well according to Rabbi Yudah, holds that Yutaka archayiv kareis freeding dam tamtis el Rabbanan ahilamayasa. But according to the Rabbanan who hold that dam tamtis is only b'asara, but it's not b'kareis, then what is that third iser kareis of dam about? V'afil Rabbi Yudah, and even according to Rabbi Yudah, kareis nafkalei Mikaldam, he doesn't learn kareis from the fact that there are three psukim. He doesn't learn that you have kareis for dam tantzis because there's an extra pasuk about kareis. No, he learns it from an extra phrase, kol dam. Detanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, dam, matam alomar, kol dam, en li ala dam kachim, shon nefesh yotzebo. I only know dam kachim is included in the yisr, because nefesh is only dam that the nefesh is yotzebo. So dam chulin, v'dam atam. How do I know that even dam chulin is included in the yisur and even dam tamtzis is included in the yisur? Tam lomar kol dam. It's because of the ribui. It says kol dam ela ema. So what you have to say is, why do I need three psukim? Tell me yichiv kareis by dam achas l'dam chulin v'achas l'dam kachim v'achas l'dam kisui. One to tell me an yisur kareis for dam chulin, one for dam kachim, and one for dam kisui. The blood of a chayav of, you have a mitzvah of kisui adam. So I might have thought that it's already bottled to the offer, and anyone who eats it at that point is not going to be chayev kareis. So the pasuk says, no, even though you did kisei adam, if you then take that dam and eat it, you're going to be chayev kareis. Yeah, so that's 3 psukim in the Torah that tell me chayiv kares, but I also have 5 psukim in the Torah that tell me that there's an iser of achilas dam, including in this week's parsha where it says rak adam lo sochelu ala aretz tishpachenu kamayim. So va'amirav chamisha la'avin amurin b'dam lama. Why are there 5 different los asays in the Torah about dam? Achas adam chulin, v'achas adam kachim, v'achas adam kisui, v'achas adam evarim, for dam that comes out of limbs when you cut them before the shechita, v'achas adam atamtzis, and one for dam atamtzis, the dam that comes out samach l'misasa after the ikar adam has already come out at the time of the shechita. So that's why we need 5 different isurim for dam, because it's telling me about 5 different types of dam. But whenever you eat any particular type of dam, you're only in violation of one of those, of one or maybe 2 of those isurim. But they're talking about 5 different types of dam. So once the Braisa talks about how many malchios yirchayiv for eating chaylev and dam, the Gemara is going to discuss other cases where there are many different isurim that seem to be expressed by the Torah in one lashon of losaseh. So it seems like a lav shebichlalos. Amar Rabbi Ila, achal meiser dagon tirosh v'yitzar. If a person eats meiser sheni of grain, of wine, and of oil, but he does all of that outside Yerushalayim, halacha meiser sheni has got to be eaten only in Yerushalayim, and of course Yerushalayim means the old city of Yerushalayim. So a person eats all of those things outside Yerushalayim, lo kashalosh, she gets 3 different malchios. Why? Because the Torah says, losucha, also this week's parsha, losucha lechol b'sharecha, meiser degoncha, v'tiroshcha, v'yitzar. So those are 3 different isurim that if you violate all of them with hasra and you do it b'mezid, you get malchus. Oh, but ask the Gemara, wait a second, it's only one lashon of lo sase lo sucha lechal for all of them, so doesn't that make it a lav shabcholos? And I thought you don't get malchus for a lav shabcholos. When we say in lokum lav shabcholos, we mean you only get one malchus. You don't get malchus separately for each of the isurim that are included in the lav shabcholos. And the Gemara shayniyacha demiyatri. Now over here it's different. There's an extra word in the pasuk to indicate to me that you do get malchus for each of them. Because michti kasav rachmana, the pasuk already says that you have a mitzvah to eat all your meiser sheni in Yerushalayim. So bifnim in, I see from there that you eat it inside the walls of Yerushalayim. That's where you're allowed to eat your meiser sheni. But bachutz lo, I already know from there that you're not allowed to eat it outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. Lamali to kasav rachmana lo sucha lecho b'shar. Why does it have to then tell me again that you're not allowed to eat outside of Yerushalayim b'sharecha, where you live? You're not allowed to eat ma'aser d'ganecha v'tirosh v'yitzarecha. Oh, must be to tell me that you're chayiv for each one independently. So that's the chiddush of the extra pasuk. If it only would have said v'yachatul v'yachatul v'yashem elkecha hava minahani milibasei avablah v'imaloh. No, the extra words in the pasuk aren't extra at all. What did you want to tell me? That from the first pasuk I could derive already that I'm not allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim? Yes, but I only would have known that it's an iser essay to do that, because there's a mitzvah to say to eat it in Yerushalayim, and we were medayik. Oh, so outside of Yerushalayim you're not allowed to eat it. But it wouldn't include a lav. So we're back to our original question. We needed the pasuk to tell me lo sucha lechol b'sharecha, because we needed to make it a lav. But it's still a lav shebecholos. Why are you chayv separately for each of them? Says Gemara im kein, if the pasuk wanted to tell me that it's just a lo sase, name akra lo sucha lo achlam b'sharecha. Once the Torah already told me all 3 types of meiser sheni that you must eat in Yerushalayim, when it wanted to tell me a lashon of lav, it should have just said losuchal achlam. Then the things that we referred to before, the dagan tirosh and yitzar. But why does it have to go into detail? Meiser degancha tirosh chavitzarecha lamali. Why does it have to identify the 3 types of meiser sheni? The yichud achila the kol chad v'chad, to tell me that there's an isra achila for each min on its own, and that's why you get 3 different malchios. So that's as far as meiser sheni. Now the Gemara is going to get into the iser of eating chadash. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, ha'ochel lechem, kali, v'karmel, lo kashalosh, if a person eats before the bringing of the Karban Omer, lechem, which is regular bread, kali, which is the grain, the seeds of the grain that are dried in a tanur, that are dried in an oven, and karmel are the garinim of tavua that are separated from the chef, but they're not roasted at all. They're not toasted by fire at all. They're just raw. So you eat all those three things. Those are three separate isurim of chadash. Why? Because the Torah says v'lechem v'kali v'charmel lo sochlu. So it says three different things. But I thought you don't get malchus on alav shabachlolos, and there's only one lashon of lo saseh for all three. Now shayni yachad demiata krayi. Again, there's extra pasuk over here, and the extra pasuk tells me that you chayav for each of them. Why is it an extra pasuk? Because leimakra lechem v'neilav kali v'karmel minei. Why does the Torah have to give me three examples of chadash? Couldn't it just say lechem and I'll derive on my own kali and karmel from lechem? Now, if the Torah would have said lechem, I would not have known that there's nisur of chadash and kali v'karmel, because lechem has its own unique halachos. Lechem is chayiv in afrashas challah. Kali and karmel are not chayiv in afrashas challah. You need a lisha in order to be chayiv in afrashas challah. So I would not have known. So says more, okay, but nichtov kali v'lo lichtov lechem v'neilif mikali. It could have just given the example of kali, and I would have derived lechem from that. If it only would have said kali, I never would have known lechem, because lechem is not intact anymore. It's not in its original form. Okay, but maybe I could derive caramel from kali. Caramel mikali lo asi, mishum dekali nisra be'etzel menachos. You can't even learn caramel from kali, because kali is sometimes used for a carbon mincha, for the minchas ha'omer. So it could be that only that which is used sometimes for a carbon mincha is included in the Yisra of Chadash. But caramel lo nisra be'etzel menachos, caramel which is not used by the carbon mincha, maybe is not included in the Yisra of Chadash. Okay, but nichtov caramel v'neilv lechem v'kali minei. Why couldn't the Torah just say caramel and I'll derive lechem and kali from it? Caramel is mamish the way it was created, is the way it was originally. Nothing changed about it. All you did is you took it out of the shaft. But when it comes to lechem, it certainly has gone through a major change, and kali has also gone through a change by being toasted in an oven. So says Gemara, you're right. Minchad lo yalfi. No single one of these examples would have sufficed to derive the other two from. But Nelef Chadim and Trin, the Torah could have mentioned only two of them, and I would have been able to derive the third from the two that are mentioned. Says Gemara, Lo Nichtav Kra Lechem V'Nelef Mikalim Karmel. Maybe we should say that the Torah should not have mentioned Lechem, and I would and only say Kali V'Karmel, and I'll derive Lechem from Kali V'Karmel. No, it wouldn't work. Yikal Mifrach, Mal Kali V'Karmel De'Isnun Be'Nayim. Kali and Karmel are still in their original form. Lechem has been ground up, it's been made into flour, it's been mixed with water, it's been baked, it's an entire different form. I never would have associated that with an Isser that the Torah would have, if the Torah only would have expressed the Isser of Chadash with regard to grain, to grain in its original form. Okay, but lo nichtav kra karmel, so let the Torah not tell me about karmel v'nelef min lechem v'kali, and I could derive from lechem v'kali. That wouldn't work either, because ikal mifrach mal lechem v'kali shekein nisra b'yisal l'nachos. Lechem and kali are both used by karmelos mincha, so I would think that the Yisra of Chadash only applies to things that are used by karmel mincha. When do we ever use lechem by a karmel mincha? All the time. Lechem apanim, we have to realize, is a karban mincha. Shtei alechem and shavuos is a karban mincha. Obviously, lechem apanim is much more common. It's every single week. So you have lechem as a karban mincha, used for a karban mincha all the time. You never have caramel being used as a karban mincha. So Amar lach Rabbi Yitzchak, so Rabbi Yitzchak says, yeah, but we still have another option. Lo nichtov kra kali. Let the Torah not say kali v'nelef min lechem v'karmel and derive kali from lechem and karmel. My pracht, what's your pircha going to be that I can't derive kali from lechem and karmel? Yiprach ma lechem shekein nisra beitzel chala. You're going to tell me I can't derive from lechem because lechem has its own mitzvah of chala. Maybe that's why it has nisra of chadash. Well, karmel yuchiyach. We're suggesting now that the Torah should say karmel as well. Karmel doesn't have a mitzvah of freshes chala. V'mishum de karmel l'nishan and b'riyaso. Oh, but you're going to tell me karmel is still in its raw original form. Yeah, but lechem yochiach. Lechem is not in its raw original form. Hilkach loka demiater. So that's the extra word in the pasuk, because the Torah didn't have to give the example of kali. It could have just said lechem and karmel, and I would have been able to derive kali from the combination of lechem and karmel. The fact that the Torah gives the example of kali shows that if you eat chadash from all three of these meaning, from lechem, kali, and karmel, you chayiv three separate malkios. Says Gemara, ve'ema kali demiater mechayiv chada. Kulun mechayiv chada. Wait, how do I know that I'm chayiv three separate malkios? There's only one extra word. Kali is the extra word, right? So maybe if I eat kali, I'm chayiv malkus. one malchus, and if eight lechem v'karmel, which are not extra and are in the Torah because they're needed for the basic halacha, for the two of them, for lechem and karmel together, I should only be chayv one. How do I know I'm chayv separately for each and every one? Because in kein nichtov kra lechem karmel v'kali, the extra one should have come last. Inami nichtov kali v'lechem karmel, or first. And my cause of the kali be'em. So why is kali stuck right in between lechem and karmel? Hachi kamar lechem ki kali nechayev v'karmel nechayev ki kali. The halacha is that the din of lechem is the same as kali, and the din of karmel is the same as kali. And just like kali, you chayev separately in independent malchus. So too, you chayev independently for lechem and for karmel as well. I'm Rabbi Yane. The Olam Alti Gzeru Shava Kala Ben Echlin. We're going to give four examples now of where we see Gzeru Shava teaches us something very major. So don't treat Gzeru Shava lightly. It's unclear to me why we have to tell us this. Meaning, why was someone treating Gzeru Shava lightly? Was someone not taking Gzeru Shava seriously? So it could be that that this is based on the fact that Gzeru Shava is the least logical of the Midos Shatar and Dreshes Ben. Not all the Kal V'Chomer is the most logical, but Gzeru Shav is the least logical, meaning any document in any language is going to have words that repeat themselves. So to just take a word here and a word there and say, oh, they must be associated, I can learn one from the other, it's not logical. But that's why you have to have a Kabbalah, you have to have a Mesorah for a Gzeirah Shavah, and we should realize that Mesorah is very strong, and we're willing to put some real muscle behind it. We're willing to say that you're going to be Chayiv Kares and Skila and like for a Gzeirah Shavah. So says Gemara, don't take a Gzeirah Shavah lightly. Sharei Pigul, when it comes to the Yisra of Pigul, Echon Migufei Torah, Yechayiv Kares for Pigul, and Lo Limdo Akasov Ela Migzeirah Shavah. The Torah only derives it from Gzeirah Shavah. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Zav Debar Levi, Nemer Lahala, and it says by Nosar, Va'ochlav Avono Yisa, and V'nemer Kan, and it says by Pigul, Va'nefesh HaChelos Mimena Avona Tisa. How do I know that Yechayiv Kares for Pigul? Because Mala Halon Kares, Avkan Kares. Because if by Nosar Yechayiv Kares, and we have Gzeirah Shavah that links Nosar with Pigul, that's how I know for Pigul Yechayiv Kares as well. Amar B'Simai Lo Malti Gzeirah Shavah Kala Be'Nacha. Another example why Gzeirah Shavah shouldn't be taken lightly. Sharei Nosar Echon Migufei Torah. Nosar for which Yechayiv Kares is Echon Migufei Torah. V'lo Limdo Akasav Elam Gzeirah Shavah. And that we only learn from Gzeirah Shavah. Maihi Yolif Kodesh Kodesh. We learn from the Gzeirah Shavah of the word Kodesh. Pasuk says Va'ochlav Avono Yisah Kies Kodesh Hashem Chilel, and the pasuk continues V'nichsa Nefshi Me'ameha Uksiv V'sraftes Hanosar Be'esh Ki Kodesh. So you see, it's Lo Yechol Ki Kodesh Hu. So it says Ki Kodesh. So you see that since by Nosar the Torah says Lashav Kodesh, so we learn that the pasuk, that it must be that it's being Mechayiv Kares when it's Kodesh Hashem, that the pasuk that's Mechayiv Kares of Kodesh Hashem Chilel must also be about Nosar, and that's how I know that Nosar is Chayiv Kares. So it's a little bit of a different Gzeirah Shavah. It's not that I'm deriving it from another parsha; it's that I'm being Megala that the pasuk that tells me Chayiv Kares is also talking about Nosar, right? The pasuk itself is not clear what type of Isser you're doing, so this is Megala that it's speaking about the topic of Nosar. Amra by a third example, Ol Malti Gzeirah Shavah Kala Be'Nacha, Shari Bitomeyan Lusaso, the Chiv Sreif of a person who's Boel, his daughter that was born to him from a woman that he was Ma'anes, Sahenin Gufei Torah, Lolimda Kosvel, and Gzeirah Shavah. We only know that from Gzeirah Shavah. Dam Rava, Amrli Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Asya Heina Heina Li Isura. For the Isser itself, we derive Heina Heina. It says by Bas Ishto, a lashon of Heina, and it says Ervas Bas Milcha La Segal Ervasam Kier Vaska Heina, and that's by Bitomei Anusasa as well. So Bas Bitomei Ishto, the pasuk already says as Bas Menov as Bas Bita Lo Tikach. But it doesn't say in the Torah the Isra of Bitomei Anusasa. We learn it from Gzeirah Shavah. So we learn it from Lashon of Heina that it says by Ishto. That just like by the Ishto, the Isra is even by Bitomamish, so too by Anusasa, the Torah asers Bitomamish, his own daughter. So once we compare Bitomei Ishto to Bitomei Anusasa with Gzeirah Shavah using the word Heina, Asya, Zima, Zima, the Sreifa, we then are done Zima, Zima, to tell me Sreifa, that by Bitomei Anusasa, use the Lashon of Zima, that it says by Ishto Bito, Vi Isha Sheikah Chasisha Vezima, Zima Hi, and just like Isha Bito, there's a Chiv Sreifa. pasuk says that the feirush. So too by bitomei anusasa there's a chiyuv seifa. Amar Rav Ashi, your fourth example, al tigzeirush shava kalabeinecha shari niskalim einim kufitora. There are many averus for which one is chayiv skila and v'lo limda nakasgal migzeirush shava, and we only know it from migzeirush shava because in most of the cases where one is chayiv skila, all the Torah says is demehem bum. It doesn't say skila. So how do I know demehem bum means skila? Through Gzeirah Shava, Titania Nemar Khan, it says by someone who's boel his mother or his daughter-in-law, then other chayav iskila demehem bam, v'nemar ba'ovi yadoni demehem bam, and by ovi yadoni it also says demehem bam. So mala alan, just like by ovi yadoni biskila, I know it's biskila because the pasuk says that explicitly. It says mosi masu ba'even yirgumu osam demehem bam, that you kill him ba'even yir, so afkan biskila. So too, wherever it says demehem bam, we derive that must be a chiyuv skila. Good. I'm Fatim as a Shemin. Now we shift to the Shemin HaMishcha, and that's what the entire rest of the daf is going to be about. If someone prepares the Shemin HaMishcha, Tan Rabbana, that's also Chiv Karis. Tan Rabbana, Mefatim as a Shemin Nilma Bo, all the most of the Tzibur. If a person is Mefatim the Shemin to learn about it or to donate it to the Tzibur, he wants to give it for use. Pater, that's not a problem. You're allowed to do that. Lasuch chayv, but if he just wants to anoint his own skin with it, then he's going to be chayv. Vasach mimenu, but someone who's sach with the shemen that he prepared for himself, pater. Levishein chayev and alasich shemen hamishcha shasam moshe b'vad. For sicha shemen hamishcha, you have to use the actual genuine article. You have to use the real thing. But the isra of preparing shemen hamishcha is when you're preparing stam on your own. That's not the real thing. Samar mar lumulba amenas the most of the tzibur pater minolin. How do I know that if your intention is to learn or to give it to the tzibur, that you're pater? Because asya maskunto min b'maskunta de ketores. We derive it from ketores. Ksiv l'gabe ketores lo sasu lachem lachem uda asra v'lemosu tzibur pater. Just like by ketores, you're allowed to prepare it in order to give it to the tzibur. So gabe shaminami l'mosu tzibur pater v'tehadu ketores v'neilat mishemen. So then maybe we should say, once we're linking ketores and shemen, we should learn halachos of ketores from shemen. Ma shemen ki mefatim l'chatzoyen pater after ketores. Just like Torah, if you prepare less than the full amount, you're pater. By Ketores, the same should also be true. Why is it that if you split the recipe on the Ketores, you're going to be chayiv? Shemen shepit malachatzayin pater, but by shemen you're going to be pater. So Amalach Rava gavi shemen ksiv ubemaskunto lo sasu kamohu. Kamohu da asur aval chetz yoshapir dami. See, by shemen it specifically says the Yisra is to do kamohu, but if you split the recipe, it's fine. Gabe Ketores tiksiv vaketores asher ta'aseh kol asiyah de ketores efshar demaktir pras shachrus pras bein avayim. Anything, any asiyah of ketores that would be usable. And ketores, you split in half and use half in the morning, half in the afternoon. So splitting the recipe is a usable amount of ketores. Tanu Rabban, Shemen HaMishcha, Mor Dror. Here are the ingredients for Shemen HaMishcha. Mor Dror, Chamesh Meos. They take a weight of 500 shkalim of Mor Dror. Kida, Chamesh Meos. Kinman Bosem, Chamesh Meos. Knei Vosem, Chamishim Masayim. Nimtzu Kulam, the entire weight of the Shemen HaMishcha is 1,000 Meos for Chamishim. Says Mara, Tana Minyana Kamash Milan. I need the Tana to do the math for me, to tally it all up in the end. So Tana Hakakashali. Now here was the problem. Ema Knei Vosem, Kinman Bosem. I would have thought Knei Vosem and Kinyan Besem are the same. Ma Kinman Besem, Achtsisa Bechamishim Masayim. Av Knei Bosem, Achtsisa Chamishim Masayim. Just like Kinman Besem, half the amount is 250. I would have thought Knei Vosem is also, when we say 250, means that's half of it, Davalut Trein Alafim, which means fully it's 500, which means the total tally should have been 2,000, not 1,750. So says Marvei Machinami. Maybe that's Taka what it means, because after all, the Pasuk does say, V'kinman Besem Machatziso Chamishim Mosayim, U'Knei Vosem Chamishim Mosayim. So maybe when it says Knei Vosem Chamishim Mosayim, it also means Machatziso. So says Mar Imke Nichtov Kra Kinman Besem U Knei Vosem Mechza U Mechza Chamishim Masayim. It should have been much more clear that it's a Mechza of each. from the fact that it's not a mechza of ish. That in fact the kenev osem is only chamisha masayim total. Amalei Papa Labai, shushokel behechrei shokel or ayin ba'ayinu shokel. When you weigh these amounts, should you do it 100% precisely, or should you be a little bit generous? Samalei Rachmana kasav bad bevad v'atam behechrei. The Torah says bad bevad that it should be precise, and you're telling me that you should be a little more generous in the weight and let it give a little more. Savam Rav Yehuda Kodesh Baruch Hu yodei achreos alma dispo achreya. But then Rav Yehuda say, look, Hashem is watching that you're doing it with hachreya, you're doing it by being a little more generous, so don't you see that that is what you're supposed to do? Ela am Rav Yehuda dekinman besem amai maisi machtzisa duchamish meos chamisha masayim b'chad zimna v'chamisha masayim b'chad zimna kivin duchulun chamish meos havyan naisi chamish meos b'bas achas. Why is it that when we bring the kinman besem we do it in two units of 250 each? Why not bring 500 once? Because 250 plus 250 is 500 anyway. So shemamina mitkamaisa kinman besem betrei zimni hechreya isbei. It must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodea be'achreyos. It must be that each time you weigh it you're actually adding a little bit more. So if you were to bring 500 at one time, you're only adding one little extra measure. But if you bring 250 and then 250, you're adding two extra measures. And that's the advantage of bringing it at two times. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yodea Be'echreos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying attention to that little extra that we're giving. So it says, well, okay, so fine. So now you're telling me that you don't measure it evenly. But then my Bad Bivat, what does the Torah mean when it says Bad Bivat? It sounds like you measure it perfectly, you weigh it perfectly evenly. So Ravina Shalom. No, that's telling me the way Rashi understands it is that once you weigh one of the ingredients, don't just use that ingredient that you've already weighed as the counterweight for the next ingredient. You should always use just regular weights as the counterweight. It's like a bizayon to the items that you're using to use them as a counterweight. You should, once you measure them, once you weigh them, you take them off the scale and you continue using actual weights in order to weigh all the other ingredients. Tan Rabbanan, once we're on the topic of Shemin HaMishcha. Shemin HaMishcha, Shasam HaShem Midbar, Mishalko HaYikarin. He would be Mevashel, all of the Sammanim that went into making the Shemin HaMishcha. Meaning, what did you do with all these Sammanim? Where's the oil, right? All of these are, all these are herbs. So what do you do with these herbs? You cook them in oil, and then the oil absorbs the flavor of all of these herbs, and that oil is the Shemin HaMishcha, right? You would then filter out all the herbs, and that oil is the Shemin HaMishcha. So he would cook it in these, he would cook the oil in these ikarin, or these ikarin in the oil. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Samalei Rabbi Yossi, Valo Losach ikarin enosipek. There's not even enough oil to get all of the ikarin wet. Meaning, we just went through 1,750 of a mishkal of shkalim for the Shemin HaMishcha, and how much shemen did they use? There wasn't that much oil. There was 12 lug of oil. So the 12 lug of oil is not even enough to wet all of the sammanim that you have. So Kate said, so what would they do? Now first they would bring all the ikarim and they would cook them in water, a lot of water, so that they become fully saturated. All of the sammanim get fully saturated with water. Then they'd spill out the water, but the sammanim are already soaked, meaning they're fully saturated at that time, and then v'etzvalein Shemin HaMishcha. And then they pour the Shemin HaMishcha over it, v'kolat es hareach v'kipcho, and it will absorb the reach of the Sammanim, and then Moshe Rabbeinu would take the Shemen from on top of the Ikarin, and that would be the Shemen HaMishcha. But it couldn't involve cooking. If it involved cooking all the Sammanim in the oil, there would be no oil left, and then you wouldn't have Shemen HaMishcha. So Amalei Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, oh, I see, you're bothered by my suggestion that they cooked it in the oil, because then it would have taken a miracle for there to be any oil left. Right! V'chi neis echa nasa b'Shemen HaMishcha, and would that have been the only miracle with the Shemen HaMishcha? The whole thing with the Shemin HaMishcha was a nes from beginning to end. They only started with 12 lug of oil, and guess what they used that 12 lug for? Aaron, Uvanov, Kol Shiva Simei Amiluim, Ubonim Shchukanim Gedolim, Umalachim. They used it over and over and over again throughout history. And Vikulo Kayim Lasalavo, and all 12 Lug are still there, Lasalavo. Shnever Hashem in Mishchas Kodesh, He has Ali Lidoro Sechem. Zeb, Gematria Shnema Sulukinavu. That we learned from the Gematria of Zeb that all 12 Lug are still there. So even though it was used so many times, so obviously the whole thing was a miracle. So it could be that they cooked all the Samanim in the Shem. And they still had enough shemen. So Tanu Rabbanan, the Bryce is going to elaborate on these nisim. Vayikach Moshe Shemen HaMishcha V'yim Shachas HaMishkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Ech HaMishkan and all the Caleb of the Mishkan. Rabbi Yudah Omer Shemen HaMishcha Shalso Moshe Midbar Harbe Nisim Nasu Bom Tchilas Vat Sofo. The Shemen HaMishcha Moshe Rabbeinu made had many miracles. Tchilas HaLoi El Shemes Lugin. It started out as only 12 Lugin. Kama Yora Bola'as. How much gets absorbed in the pot when you cook it? Kama Ikarin Bolin. How much do the Samanim themselves absorb when you cook the Samanim in the Shemen? Kama or Sorif, how much evaporates from the fire? Bo Nimshach HaMishkan, Mishkan, V'Kelev, Aaron, Uvanov, Kol Shivis Yimei Amiluim, Ubo Nimshchu Kohanim Gedolim, Umalachim, V'Afilu Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Gadol Tor Mishicha, even Kohanim Gedolim who took over for their father's required Mishicha, but Vein Moshchu Melech Ben Melech, a Melech, the son of a Melech, does not require Mishicha, V'im Tomer B'nei Ma Moshchu Esh Lomo, and you're going to ask, wait, if a Melech Ben Melech does not require Mishicha, why did they do Mashiach for Shlomo? His father was a pretty famous king. Shouldn't they have realized that they don't need Shemen and Mishcha? No, that's Mipnei Machlokas Adoni Yahu, because Yoav ben Tzruya and Avyasar Kohen wanted to be Mamlech Adoni Yahu ben Chagis in his place. And in order to foil that plan, David said, do a Mashiach, meaning like a Mashiach is a statement. So normally you don't need a statement to make a Melech ben Melech a king. But if there's a fight about it, and there are people that are trying to make someone else the king, then you do a Mashicha. So that's what David told Nosan Anavi and Benoyo Ben Yoyada and Sadaka Kohen to be Moshech Shlomo Melech. Ve'es Yehoash, and they were also Moshech Yehoash, who was the son of Achaziah Melech Yehuda. Why? He was the son of a king. Mipnei Atalia. Because Atalia, his grandmother, when he was young, she was the Malchal, she was Malchal Yehuda, and when Yehoash grew up and they wanted to be Mamlechim against her Ratzon, they were Moshech B'Shem Nemishcha. Ve'asyo Achaz, who was the son of Yeshio Melch Yehuda, why did he need Shemna Mishka? Mneyo Yakim Achiv, Shaya Gadol Me'achim B'Shtei Shadim, because he had an older brother, and they would have naturally assumed the older brother would be first in line. So in order to counter that, to make a statement, he needed Shemna Mishka. This is the Brisa. So Amar Mar, let's attack the Brisa. Vafil Kohen Gadol Ben Kohen Gadol Ta'un Mashicha. Even a Kohen Gadol, the son of a Kohen Gadol, requires Mashicha. Minalan, how do we know that? Tichsev Vakohen Mashiach Tachtav Mibanav. Name a krav akoin shetachtav mibanav. My Hamashiach. Why does it have to add in the word Hamashiach? Hakamash milan da afilu mibanav. Hahu demashach havikoin gadol vilo mashach lavikoin gadol. Even if it's his own son, only if he had a Mashiach is he going to be the Kohen Gadol. Without a Mashiach, he's not the Kohen Gadol. Amar Mar, Ein Moshchin Melech Ben Melech Minalan. How do I know that halacha, that you don't do Mashiach on a Melech Ben Melech? Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Dichsiv, because the pasuk says the man Yaruch Yamim Al Mamlachto Hu Ubanav. So you see that it's Yerushahi, that this is Yerushahi, you don't need Mashicha. I, Mnei Mamashka Shlomo, Mnei Machlokas Adonio, Minala Dechiasi Machlokas by Mashicha. Where do we know this halacha, that whenever there's a dispute over the throne, that you're going to require Mashicha? The low called the Bayi Malka, Moris Le Malchusa, and we don't say that anyone who the Melech just wants to be Mamlech just becomes the king without a Mashicha. So Amar Rav Papa, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Bekerav Yisrael, Bizman Shalom Yisrael, that yes, it's the man Yaruch Yamim Amamlachto Hu Ubanav, but the next words are Bekerav Yisrael. When is it going to be Hu Ubanav? When there's Shalom be Yisrael, when everyone agrees who the next king should be. But if there's a dispute about it, that's when you need Shemin HaMishcha. Tana Af Yehu Ben Nimshi Lo Nimshach Al Mnei Machlokas Yoram Ben Achav. Yehu Ben Nimshi was a Melech Yisrael, was only Nimshach because there was a Machlokas of Yoram Ben Achav, who was at that point the Melech Yisrael, and when Hashem told Eliyahu HaNavi to be Mamlechiyahu Benimshi in place of Yoram ben Achav, he said it to do, he told him to do it through the Shemana Mishcha. This is reminds me of Rabbi Yisrael Reisman told us that the reason he started learning Tanakh is because he was learning Masech Sanhedrin and he saw the Mishnah of Elu Shein Lem Chelek Le'olam Haba in Masech Sanhedrin, and he didn't recognize any of the names. Doeg, Achitofel, who are all these people? He said the only name I recognized was Menashe, but for the life of me I couldn't figure out why he doesn't have a Chelek in Olam Haba. You need to learn Tanakh. We need to know who these names are. So all of these are important people. So the Gemara says, why, it sounds from the Brisa that Yehu ben Nimshi really should not have required Mashicha. It was only because of the machlokas of Yoram ben Achav. So Amai, typically, the Melech Rishon who. Anyway, he required Mashicha because Yehu ben Nimshi required Mashicha because his father wasn't a Melech. No, Chisur Mechzervachi Ketani. Malchi Beis David, Moshkin. Malchi Yisrael, Ein Moshkin. Here we have a rule that the Malchi Beis David get Mashicha, not Malchi Yisrael. Vim Tom Rei Ma Moshku Yehu ben Nimshi, Rei Machlokas Yoram ben Achav. Aye, then why would a Melech Yisrael get a Mashicha? Because of the Machlokas Yoram ben Achav. Amar Mar, Malchi Beis David Moshkin, Rei Malchi Yisrael Moshkin, Minolad. How do I know that rule, that it's only for Malchus Beis David? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says that Akum Mashcheyu Ki Zehu. So we darshan Zetot Mashicha Veinachar Tot Mashicha. The Pasuk is talking about David HaMelech. That yeah, David HaMelech and his descendants require Mashicha, others do not. Amar Mar, Rei Machlokas Yoram, Umishu Machlokas Yoram ben Achav Nimol B'Shem HaMishcha. Just because of Yoram ben Achav, we're going to do Me'ilah B'Shem HaMishcha and give it to Malchi Yisrael, using on Malchi Yisrael, it's like using it on a czar. How could you do that? So Kedamra Papa Bar Parsim Adachia, they didn't use the real thing. They just used a parsimon oil. The Hachanami Bar Parsim Adachia. So Vesiyahuachas Mibrei Yoyakim Shayigadul Menushte Shanim. Why did Yoyakas require Shem HaMishcha? Because Yoyakim was 2 years older than him. In fact, the Gemara Umi Kashish, was Yoyakim really older? Vaksiv, the pasuk says Ubnei Yoshio Habachar Yochanan Hasheni Yehoyakim. So Yochanan was older than Yehoyakim, and we'll see who Yochanan was in a second. Hashlishi Tzidkiyahu Arvi'i Shalom. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan Hu Yehoachas. Yochanan is Yehoachas. Tzidkiyahu Hu Shalom, and Tzidkiyahu and Shalom, numbers 3 and 4, are the same person. But the point is that Yochanan is older than, apparently, according to the pasuk, than Yehoyakim. So Eliyolam Yehoyakim Kashish. So you have to say, no, really, Yehoyakim is really older. V'amai kari le'bechar, why is Yehoachas called the Bechar? Shu b'chol l'malchus, because he was Malach first, before Yehoyakim was Malach. Why would they do that though? Why would you have the younger brother go before the older brother in terms of the malchus? Because there's another thing that's more important than being the bechor, and that is to be memali makom avosav, to be his, to be someone who's worthy of the throne. We then said that Shalom and Tzidkiyahu are the same person. But we were listing 4 sons. Number 3 was how is it? Number 3 was Tzidkiyahu. Number 4 was Shalom. How could you say they're different people? Says, why is he called the third one? Shu Shlishi Labanim, because he's actually the third son. Why is he called the fourth son? Shu Revi Lamalchus, because he was the fourth one from Malchus. Mishum Demalach Yechaniah Kamei, because Yechaniah, who was the son of Yehoyakim, actually got the throne before he did. And then Vesof Malach Tzidkiyahu. It was only after all that that Tzidkiyahu took the throne. So in that sense, he was the fourth in the family. Tanu Rabbanan, who Shalom with Tzidkiyahu? Lomenik Roshmo Shalom. Why is he called Shalom if his real name is Tzidkiyahu? Sheyesh Shalim b'Ma'asav. He was perfect in his Ma'asim. He was complete in his Ma'asim. Davar Acher, Shalom Sheshalim Malchus Beis David B'Yamav. That's when the Malchus Beis David ended. Umashimo Metanya Shimo. But his real name is Metanya. Shnemer v'Yimloch Melch Bavelas Metanya Dodo Tachtav v'Yisov Shmo Tzidkiyahu. So before they changed his name, was Metanya. So why did Nebuchadnezzar call him Tzidkiyahu? D'amelo Ka Yatzdik Alecha Esadin into Imtimrobi, that Hashem should be tzodik the din on you if you rebel against me. Shnemer v'Yavo So Ba'Ala Uksiv Gam B'Melch Nebuchadnezzar Mora Dasher Shbiu Belukim, that Nebuchadnezzar had made this shvua Belukim against him being married. So Miav Hashem. Wait a second, in the days of Yehoachaz, did they still have Shemna Mishcha? Va'atayna, don't we have a brisa mishenigna zara nignas sinsenis haman usach shemen Mishcha umakol shalaron shkedel frachel va'agur shigru plishum daron lelkei Yisrael, that when they hid the Aron, they also hid the sinsenis haman and the shemen Mishcha and Aron's stick and the box that the plishum sent when they sent the Aron back. Shenemar v'esklei azav asher shvosum lo asham tasimu ba'argaz mitzido umi gnozo, and who hid it away? Yoshio melch Yuda gnozo. Shenemar v'yomer levim and vidim l'chol Yisrael hakadoshim l'Hashem tenu asar nakodesh va'amar ablazer asya sham sham va'asya doros doros va'asya mishmeres mishmeres. That's how we derive that all of these things were hidden away. But the bottom line is that once that Shemen HaMishcha was nignas together with the Aron in the days of Yoshio melch Yehuda. So how could it be that Yehoachaz, his son, was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha? It was already put away. So Amar Papa ba'apars medachya. Remember earlier in the daf we said ba'apars medachya. So over here also ba'apars. This is the original. This was not really the Shemen HaMishcha. What they used was a pars medachya in that case. Okay, we keep falling further behind. These are long dafim. But Hashem will pick up with Tanur Rabbanan tomorrow.